Colleen?
Yeah?
The two best-looking members of The Wanted are...
Tom and Siva!
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Yes, they are.
Good answer.
That's right. She got lucky, boys. She got lucky. How are you, chaps?
Very
good,
well.
Good. Shows?
Yeah, not too bad. Arlene, you good? Yeah?
I'm very good, and I'm even more delighted that you boys have joined us for a touch of breakfast. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Pleasure. Now, first question, obviously, how sick are you of answering questions about the split up?
Yeah, it's been non-stop all day. I do feel a little bit emotionally drained from the whole situation, I'll be honest. Yeah.
We're not going to ask you about that, are we, Arlene?
No, we're not. Well, we
come
might.
On, if you want. You can if you want.
If you like, we may as well crack on with it.
Okay. Well, I mean, obviously, there's a lot being said in the press, but what is the real story, boys? Come on.
The real story is that we are taking a little break, and, I mean, that was the statement that we decided to put out. Aside from all the press that's been happening over the last few weeks, it's we decided that we would take a little bit of time for ourselves, and it's been four amazing years, but very intense years. I think it was natural. I think we felt like it was natural. It was three albums, and like we've done amazing things around the world. And
it wasn't like one of those situations where you're like, hey, how could you do this to us? Or it was just everyone was really happy. It was a very mature decision, and it was a bit scary, but it's more exciting now than scary.
Yeah.
But the press do love a story, don't they?
And they love it.
They love it when they think there's been a massive fallout and they think that everybody's at each other's throats the whole time. And that's the story, isn't it?
I mean, don't get me wrong, the press have been amazing. The media's been amazing to us over the past 4 years. But I think you get a little sniff of something, it's like, oh, my God, they hate each other. And it's like, that's not quite true.
No.
not quite true.
Not quite.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, there's been some difficult moments over the last few weeks. But there's been difficult. There's always difficult moments in anything you do.
So how have you coped with those moments? Because I remember breaking up with a boyfriend back in 1985, right?
And he did you say it was just a break?
It was.
Well, no, still on that break.
That is always a good, easy one to lean into.
I mean, he did say, it's not you, it's me. You know? So I found myself turning to a massive tub of Haagen-Dazs a great girly chick flick, which helped me through it. Well, what about you? How have you coped?
Yeah, well, I'm on a Ben and Jerry's at the moment, cookie dough.
Ooh.
Scoffing it away, That's
good. And because you're in a you're not going to be in a band for the next wee while, then you can just let yourself go.
Exactly. No one cares.
You can be three times the size you are now and nobody cares. If you were putting it into percentage terms, what percentage would you say that you're going to get back together at some point in the next 5 years?
Oh, 5 years, it's pretty high. I think that's definitely high. If one of our solo careers rockets, then it might be a no.
Listen, mate.
We're all very close, when we all kind of achieve what we have to achieve and do our own thing for a little bit, whether that's being a solo singer or being a writer or managing or whatever it is, it's kind of, we'll decide when we kind of think the time's right and we'll get back in the studio and write.
Okay,
it's very exciting, isn't it?
It's nerve-wracking as well. This has been our life for 4 years and we've been in each other's pockets for nearly 5 years now. So, it's nerve-wracking, but it's exciting. Yeah. New endeavours.
You're coming to Scotland this weekend on your tour. You're going to be playing in Glasgow at the Hydro on Sunday.
Yes.
But before that, on Saturday night, you're going to be in Aberdeen. Have you ever spent a Saturday night in Aberdeen before?
We've been there on a tour, on the last tour.
Was it a Saturday night?
That was a good one.
On Union Street on a Saturday night. That is a joy to behold.
I don't think it mattered if it was a Saturday night or not. I remember being messy.
Arlene's from Aberdeen, and Arlene's going to give you a couple of phrases, and we want you to promise us that you're going to say these on stage during the gig in Aberdeen. Okay, Arlene?
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, the first one, I think you should introduce yourselves to the audience by saying, "Fous your doos!"
What does that mean?
Fous your doos.
Fous your doos.
Well, what do you think it
means? Fous your doos.
What do you think it means, Tom?
It doesn't sound pleasant, I'll be honest with you. It sounds like it's an insult to someone.
It sounds like a dessert or something.
What does it actually mean, Arlene?
It means, how are you? How's it going?
No.
It does.
It does,
yes.
That's what they say in Aberdeen. I think it means, I think your doos is your pigeons. So
it is?
Literally, it means, how's your pigeons?
Yeah.
How are you?
And they'll either respond, "I peckin'," or they'll say, "No bad fooze yourself."
Right, okay. No bad fooze yourself.
Right, yeah, make sure you say that.
So, I take it that you're pecking kind of is reference to the pigeon.
Always pecking.
Well.
Yes. Always pecking.
Right, right, yeah. Pecking along. Oh, it's cool. Doing all right, yeah.
Was there another one, Arlene, you had?
Yes. I've got three, actually. So this one is...
We might need to write this down.
Fit your gun to do yourself and you get iller.
Whoa, slow down with that one again.
That sounds rude.
Fit your gun to deal with yourself when you get iller.
Okay.
I don't know what that means of myself, and I'm from Scotland.
I think I'll have a tea, please. with two sugars, please.
It means what you're going to do when you get older, is that right?
Exactly right.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but... Is this... It's
a foreign language.
It's a completely foreign language. Right.
And the final one, obviously, if the gig doesn't go well, at the end, before you walk off stage, this is the phrase you must recite. Awan bail your heed.
Awan bail your heed.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That means go away.
Kiss
get stuffed, bum. Really.
Oh, okay.
Oh, get stuffed, right. Yeah. Oh, definitely.
It literally means away and boil your head. Which isn't a very nice thing to say,
but quite pleasant.
Right.
That's how friendly they are in Aberdeen. You'll enjoy that. Okay. When's the last night of the tour? What's the last night of the tour that you're doing?
In the UK, it's the 1st of April, which is Nottingham. And then we kind of have about a 6-day break, and then we go off to America to do a little bit there.
Okay,
America.
So when's the last show that you'll all do together before you
It's the 16th of May, I believe. It's 16th or 17th,
Dallas or something?
I'm not too sure. Yeah.
Are you kind of dreading the moment where you come off stage and then you're like, you know, you get on the stage, on the bus, and then you all sort of go your own way? You dreading that?
Yeah, it's going to be weird, actually. It is because, like I said, we spent like 4.5 years with each other in each other's pockets. So, yeah, it's going to be weird not to see each other like as much all the time. But, like, well, listen, we'll all keep in contact. We'll go out for beers and like, obviously support each other in whatever we do as individuals. So, yeah.
Well, listen, boys, we wish you the very best of luck with the tour and with the new single, which we really like. And Tom, Siva, we will speak to you again. Not together, obviously.
Yeah. Maybe, you never know.
We naps, of course we will. I'm just kidding. It's been great having you on the show. Tom and Siva from The Wanted.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys.
With ESPC, back tomorrow morning from 6.